USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Investigators calling him a neo-Nazi and a hate-filled anti-Semite. Robert Bowers will be in a courtroom today after being charged with 29 counts linked to a mass shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue Saturday that left 11 people dead and 6 other people wounded. Due in a federal courtroom in New York City, mail bombing suspect Cesar Sayoc, who is accused of sending pipe bombs to a dozen high-profile liberals and Democrats who've been criticized by President Trump after they criticized President Trump. Thousands of people in a migrant caravan still heading north to the southern U.S. border. The DHS chief, Kirsten Nielsen, has a message for them.
You will not be allowed in. There is a right way to emigrate to the United States, and this is not it.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
This for you guys. Congratulations.
That's first-year Major League Baseball manager Alex Cora after his Boston Red Sox become the 2018 World Series champions, defeating the L.A. Dodgers 5-1 last night in Game 5. The Dodgers manager, Dave Roberts, spoke about his team.
I can't say enough about our ball club, the fight. Our guys stuck together, stayed the course, and believed in one another, and put ourselves in a chance to win a championship.
Rapper Kanye West is encouraging black voters to leave the Democratic Party, designing his own line of hats and shirts supporting Blexit, short for Black Exit. It's a campaign that urges African Americans to break away from the political party to, as he says, find freedom over tyranny. West's items launched at the Turning Point USA's Young Black Leadership Summit in Washington over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The city of San Francisco is going to let people who are not U.S. citizens vote next month in a local school board election. That includes non-citizens here legally and illegally. About 40 have registered for the vote so far. The decision's expected to become a flashpoint for conservatives and the right who already paint California as a prime example of liberal politics gone too far. Supporters of this move say it's mainly about giving a voice to parents who do have children in that school district. ABC extending the first season of The Conners, the Roseanne spinoff. The network ordering another episode of the new series, bringing it to 11 total episodes. The Conners just premiered a couple of weeks ago. It lost a quarter of its viewers by the second episode. The 2018 Roseanne reboot was canceled in May after show star Roseanne Barr went out on a racist tweet about political aide Valerie Jarrett from the Obama administration. In The Conners, her character has died from a drug overdose. And they say a viral photo of Justin Bieber eating a burrito, as most folks would figure is the wrong way to do it, is actually a fake. It appeared to show the pop star sitting on a park bench biting into the burrito from the side and surfaced on Reddit last Thursday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.